it's a pleasure to welcome two students. I'm going to let each of you introduce yourself. And if you have any acknowledgments or shout-outs you want to make at this time, this is the perfect time to do it. Kirthika, why don't we start with you?
My name is Kirthika Ramalingam. I'm a sophomore at North Allegheny High School, and I'm here with my dad, who's here to support me.
Excellent.
I'm Shane Johns. I go to Moon Area High School, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my dad who drove me here.
Excellent. All the dads have been drivers today. So I'm curious what drove you to care about animal rights. Was there something that you saw or experienced in your own life or that you learned about that really got you wanting to get this engaged?
I'll go first, but I started horseback riding whenever I was in seventh grade, but then also during COVID, I got really into, like, National Geographic, and, like, it's very informative, so they told you so many things about how animals are being treated, and I just learned so much about them and came to care about them so much, so I just, like, felt like this program was really, like, aligned with my interests, and I really wanted to continue supporting animal rights.
So during that time of COVID, you were able to read and focus more, and what you learned got you interested in working to improve things for animals, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And what about for you, Shane?
So I've always grown up with, like, a lot of pets, like dogs, cats, or whatever. And I always, like, remember just, like, I love spending time with them, and I really liked helping out various animals. Like, I remember, like, over the summer, like, every summer I would watch, like, Shark Week with my dad and, like, get so interested about, like, all the, like, biological and, like, ecosystem factors that go into, like, supporting animals and, like, making sure they still have, like, proper ecosystems so they can thrive.
So this particular, group that you're part of, tell me a little bit about the work you're doing.
We're a group of people from so many different communities who have come together because we all have a shared love of animals, the environment, and we really care about the youth's voice being heard.
And are there particular key messages, and excuse my cough, that you want to be able to get across to other teens, things they may not be aware of, or actions you might want them to take?
It's mainly about, like, supporting the ecosystem through, like, pollinator gardens and other things that are able to support and, like, aid local wildlife. So that's probably what I'd say.
So this is important to note that you're, excuse me, one second. You're really working on kind of from a positive angle and trying to encourage people to take actions that will end up creating better ecosystems and a better life for animals. A lot of times when people think about animal rights, they think about, oh, negativity or protesting, and sometimes that's appropriate too, or at least to take a stand or to let people know how you feel about something. But it sounds like a lot of your activities, at least from what you've told me so far, are more educational and here are things you can do and the impact that they're going to have. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that sounds like what you're telling me. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, basically, our entire, like, approach to it is, like, the environment and, like, helping animals is kind of celebratory. And we actually wrote a proclamation for city council, and we went there for a whole day, and we had, like, a celebratory day there to celebrate our pollinator garden.
That's terrific. Did the proclamation, was it specifically about pollinator gardens?
Yeah.
That's great. So for folks who might not know What is the significance of a pollinator garden and the impact it can have? Just one, let alone a whole neighborhood full of them.
So it supports like the bees and other pollinators that are very integral to like flowers and other ecosystem things that thrive and help local animals and other like just the community in total. So just having one just brings together all people and helps support the thriving ecosystem.
Yeah, it's amazing what doing that, the impact it can have. Do you help other students or, you know, families create pollinator gardens, or are there resources available for people to follow your recommendations?
Our pollinator garden is in the works, but the pollinator garden that we're also planning on doing is next to a community garden, so we're actually helping that entire community and their garden thrive even more by increasing the biodiversity of the ecosystem around it.
Oh, that's great. What community are you in? Are you nearby? We also have Janae is here with us, Janae Coleman, who is one of the mentors for these students. Is it a Pittsburgh area community?
Yes, it is. We actually plan to plant our garden in Homewood. We are coordinating with Bible Center Church and the Oasis Farms.
I was just about to ask you whether Bible Center Church was involved, because they do great work. And what a perfect program to kind of be adjacent to in that space. Mm-hmm. That's just amazing. What other actions do you think people can do? Pollinator gardens absolutely makes sense. Are there other things we could do to help animals?
One of the main things that the listeners can do to help support like youth programming, environmental education, and just like caring for animals is by donating to Humane Action Pennsylvania, because by donating we can like continue to do what we're doing today and like continue to allow this opportunity for future youth groups in the future.
And Shane, anything that you would add?
She kind of touched on everything, but it's mainly just about doing whatever you can to, like, get further educated about the very, like, important ecosystem that's all around us every day.
I really admire you for the work that both of you are doing. Have you thought about life after high school as of yet? I mean, you still have some time. You're both 16. Kirthika's in 10th grade. Shane's in 11th grade. Do you have any idea what you might like to do afterwards?
I'm actually really interested in working with animals in the future, and I really hope to become a vet.
Do you still ride?
No, unfortunately I had to stop. I really want to start it up again this summer.
And what about, Kirthika mentioned earlier that she rode horses a bit. What about you, Shane?
I'm very interested in going into, like, biology and ecology so I can further support the, like, environment around us.
Those fields you've both mentioned really match the work you're doing with Human Action Pennsylvania. And you can learn more at humaneactionpennsylvania.org. It amazes me what you're doing. What other passions do the two of you have beyond animals?
I really like gardening. Like, at home, I have a garden that I do with my mom all the time.
That's vegetables, flowers?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Kirthika, what about you?
I really enjoy reading. I enjoy baking. I also volunteer at the Beaver County Humane Society, and I also do speech and debate at school.
I have known about the Beaver County Humane Society for a long time, and they're really a special agency. I mean, they all do good work, but that group has quite a long history. So that's terrific. Well, I hope your work continues. I want to ask Janae if there's anything else we should mention about the work that you're doing.
Yeah, I just want to highlight that these students have been a part of this program for the last, since September. So this is a school year-long program where they learn about different ways to create social change. While right now their focus is on animals, these skills they can apply to whatever their passions are. And so they're learning about policy, they're learning about media, they're learning about, which brings us here today, they're learning about public speaking, which has polished their skills and they're excellent already. And yeah. So we're really excited to have them participate and just want to spread the word.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because I was thinking in the background that so many of the skills you're talking about are life skills, not just skills that apply to one particular thing. And you both are really well-spoken. How many teens are involved in the program, roughly?
Yeah, we have about 14 students actively in the program. It's been around for the last 3 years. And so, as we mentioned, these students come from all over. We have folks from Moon Township. We have folks in the city, from Pittsburgh Public. And we even have students from Catholic schools. But what brings them together is their passion for creating change within their environment.
And some of the skills that they pick up from this program could be applied to other policy changes or other things they want to see happen.
Exactly.
Which is terrific. Have either of you thought about that? Policies you'd want to change or things? You don't have to tell me what they are unless you want to, but do you see applications of what you're learning to other things?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I definitely think that there are lots of things that we can use our skills for. And we actually had a couple of policymakers, like state representatives and like city council members, come to talk to us about how HAP works with other government officials in order to change policies in Pennsylvania.
Excellent. Is there anything else either of you would like to say? I really, as I said, I admire you for the work that you're doing. I hope folks will go to humaneactionpennsylvania.org to learn more about that work.
No, I think we touched on everything.
Excellent. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here today. And you heard Shane Johns and also Kirthika Ramalingam. Ramalingam, that's close. Join us along with Janae Coleman, all from Humane Action Pennsylvania. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.